Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome again. This is Matt Halloran, the host of Top Advisor Marketing Radio. We have a very, very special guest today, somebody who I have actually done some work with. Kirk Lowe, the other founder of Top Advisor Marketing, has done some work with, and we're really excited to have his thought leadership on our show today. His name is Doug Heikkinen, and Doug is the co-founder and publisher, co-publisher of Iris.xyz. Now, if you don't know what it is, you're going to know a lot more about it here in just a minute, but it is an absolutely magnificent resource for everybody who's listening to this podcast. So, Doug, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's get to know a little bit more about how you have become to exist in our space. So, what experience do you have in working with financial services professionals in general?
So, do you know how this business was created?
No.
So back in the 80s, the compliance department at Schwab discovered accounts that had POAs on them. And they alerted a couple executives, and they assigned a guy named Jim Hackley to figure out what was going on. Mm-hmm. And they discovered the financial advisor. This is back in the mid-80s. Hmm. And a business was born by some very smart people. So I joined that group in 1989, and it was fabulous. It was a startup within Schwab. It was an area that went against the grain at a discount brokerage that was going against the grain. Mm-hmm. And back at that time, I was the 32nd person hired into that area, and we got to do everything.
Huh. What is a POA?
Power of attorney.
Oh, power of attorney. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
So we got to do everything. We got to answer the phones. There was a blank slate to create. And we asked our clients what they wanted us to build. And that was how the industry got started. Hmm. So I've been around advisors ever since. Mm-hmm. I was just at the TD conference and ran into Dale Yonke. Hmm. And he was talking about, geez, wouldn't it be great? Back then he was thinking, wouldn't it be great, gosh, if I could just be, you know, 200 million. And, you know, he's 3 billion plus now. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got my start.
Well, why did you choose the industry, though? I mean, this isn't one of those things that usually jumps out at people. How did you realize, okay, this is really, like, I want to be this when I grow up?
I didn't choose this, you know. it chose me because I think I was just in the right place at the right time. And I joined a family. Mm-hmm. And some of those people are still my dear friends today. Some of those people are still my brothers and sisters. And I grew up there. I learned everything from so many talented people. And you'll see some of those people that I grew up with that are all around the industry today running big companies. Mm-hmm. So that's how I chose the industry. It chose me.
Well, so let's switch gears and talk about Iris.xyz. So that's a pretty big shift, man. So going from this family and obviously the industry, but tell us a little bit about what does Iris do and who do you do it for?
Iris is a contributor-based platform, website, media company that publishes content from over 400 contributors from 30 countries. Mm. It's a site that helps advisors and entrepreneurs better their businesses through an amazing array of verticals from experts in each vertical.
Okay. How do you find the verticals? How do you find the experts?
We have gone out to them through many, many ways. Social media, they found us. We've asked them. We wanted to create a platform where everybody had a voice. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are producing more and more content and find it hard to get their content published. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be a place where if people were talking about smart things, helping advisors, helping entrepreneurs, they could get their content published, no matter where it's from. Hmm. And I think that's so important that we're that kind of place from, you know, ideas can come around the world because the world's getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
So we publish content from people all over the world.
Well, and you've published some of my stuff, and I really appreciate it. And honestly, it's gotten some of the best traction out of anything I've published independently. You know, if I publish something through LinkedIn, you know, I might get, I don't know, a couple hundred people look at it. But when I publish stuff through you, I mean, that's like a 10 times multiplier. But so I want to thank you for that. And that's one of the reasons I'm so grateful you to be on the show, because I wanted to publicly thank you for giving me the opportunity to get my voice out a little bit more, too.
Well, thank you. And that's the whole point. We're not just publishing. We're a new media company. We're a social media punk company. We're a content marketing company. Mm-hmm. So we're doing all those things for all of our contributors.
Well, so advisors a lot of times don't realize that they also are entrepreneurs. So how does the IRIS service and people logging on and looking at the sites, how does that help financial services professionals specifically?
Well, it's depending on what you're looking for. We want to help advisors and entrepreneurs in every way possible, depending on what they're looking for. We help them market with what they do, or our contributors help them market what they do, help them become better as individuals, help them with technology, help them with their clients, with their employees managing their business. There's everything on there. If you think about an advisory firm, they have business development, they have operations, client service people, principals. They're looking for everything else to help them with, and mm-hmm. we make that incredibly easy for them to find people who want to help them that are producing content, and then have ways that they can connect with them directly through their Twitter, through their email, through their websites, all those things.
Well, you just brought up Twitter, and one of the great things that I've seen that you guys do is you tag people in your tweets, and you do it in a very, very, it seems to me to be a systematized manner, a systematic manner, because when I get a tweet from you, because obviously I follow you on Twitter, the story is applicable to not only the vertical that I exist in within IRIS, but also something that is seemingly interesting to me. Do you mind if we ask? I'm not trying to get to your secret sauce, man, but how do you do that? Or is that the secret sauce and you're not going to tell me?
Well, when we publish one of your articles, we want to alert you that it's up. So we, you know, do the title, a link to it, your Twitter handle, and some hashtags. Mm-hmm. And we do that for all of our contributors because we want to market their content. Mm-hmm. How we do all the rest of the stuff, you know, that's a little bit of secret sauce.
I had to try, man. I really did. All right. Well, let's give everybody another layer of opportunity to get to know you, Doug. So tell me, what are your goals personally? And then tell us a little bit more about what the goals are for IRIS.
Personally, right now, IRIS kind of is my life. So besides that and my 8-year-old, we want the platform to be useful. We want it to be incredibly positive. You won't see negative stuff up there. We want to help our contributors have a voice. We want it to be a safe place for advisors to come to, so there's not going to be product pushing. We just don't want to be publishers. As I said, we want to be marketers. So those are kind of the goals for the site. The goals for me, mm-hmm. you know, it's – I don't know yet. My partner and I, Tom Lydon on IRIS, started this because we had an idea 3 years ago, and it's grown faster and bigger than we ever thought it would. Hmm. And we're really excited about that. So my goals for me, I don't know right now.
Okay. Would you mind sharing a little bit of the impact, please? So what give us some stats about IRIS and that exponential growth. I've actually just seen it on the user side of it. But mm-hmm. can you give our listeners a little bit of insight on the back end of it?
Yeah, the growth has been pretty amazing. The first month, in January of when we formally launched it, January 2015, we had maybe 11,000 page views that whole month. And this month, we're approaching 200,000. So it's been an incredible growth pattern. And, you know, it's not just our work. We've created a bit of a community with all of our contributors. So mm-hmm. what's really great is you have the power of not only our social media, but all of their social media as well. Mm-hmm. And you have people liking other people's stuff, people sharing other people's stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was always the intent early on.
Well, and like I said, you guys are hitting a home run on that. It's you know, I've gotten people who have said, "Hey, Matt, have you seen this article on Iris?" To, "Oh my gosh, Matt, I saw your article on Iris," or, "Hey, don't you work with that Kirk Lowe guy? He just published," you know, so I like that. And you know what? I think that's the key to being successful from a content marketing perspective, Doug. And you guys obviously have that secret sauce is your writing gets legs, right?
It does. And, you know, I went to a school in Michigan that you're familiar with, and my football coach's philosophy is enthusiasm, attack the day with enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Mm. And that's how we attack marketing.
Mm. Well, let's talk about success now. So success means a lot of things to a lot of different people. You said you have an 8-year-old. So I'm assuming that, as you had said, that's a major part of your focus. But what does success look like to you? And I have a second layer to that question, which is when you think of somebody who is successful, who do you look up to?
Success. You know, it's already here. So to take an idea, to make it a viable business in less than 2 years, that's success. To help an industry begin to change and evolve to where other industries are changing, we were already successful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not letting you off the hook on who do you look up to, though, man. So come on, help me out here.
Who do I think success? There's so many people that are successful. And, you know, it's not just the people that we see in the media. Mm-hmm. It's people that you run into every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if you can't get motivated by people that you bump into who are doing great things, you're just not alive.
Huh? But you have to have your eyes open, man. And so, and I think that you and I share that with the understanding of that's actually what living is being cognizant and conscious of your surroundings and looking at all of the simple, wonderful things that happen around you every single solitary day. So there isn't a person that you look up to. You're like, man, I want to be like Superman. There isn't anybody like that.
I think Elon Musk is pretty cool.
Cool.
With stuff that he's doing. I mean, Mars is not even the limit anymore, right?
Yeah.
That's some great stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, a car that can go 60 miles an hour in 2 seconds just mm-hmm. because that's what I want. That's cool stuff.
Man, I love those videos of the insane mode. Have you seen those?
I have not.
Oh my gosh. Well, hopefully we'll put at least one of those in the show notes, one that hopefully doesn't have as much swearing. It's one of the dealers, and he says, "Okay, do you see this button?" And everybody's like, "Yeah." He push that button. So they push the button and he says, "Okay, that's insane mode. Here's what it's like." And he just slams on the gas. And the people are like, you know, free. Anyway, it's absolutely fantastic. But you know, the reason why I believe he has been so utterly brilliant and so successful is because he's looked at something in a fundamentally different way, which is what I think you guys have done with Iris. But in order for you to get there, to build this with your partner, talk to us a little bit about what you've learned as just an entrepreneur. I mean, this is a fast growing company. I'm sure that there are a lot of mistakes that you've made. I'm sure that there are a lot of massive successes that you've made. So help us learn a little bit more about that, please.
Yeah, as I was thinking about this, I think there's kind of 11 things I've learned about being an entrepreneur through this journey of having an idea and struggling to make it come alive and then working through all the kinks. And the first one is, you know, having a realistic goal. You know, how many businesses start, how many fail? What are you willing to do to succeed, and how hard are you going to work? In my neighborhood, there's an 18-year-old boy who's a great guy, but he's like, you know, I'm going to go to college, and then I'm going to be a millionaire, and then I'm going to live in Laguna Beach. And I'm like, how?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So is that a realistic goal for him? So I think one of the big things about starting a business is having realistic goals. Second is your support system. Do you have enough money? Your friends are going to be key. Can you call somebody for a laugh? Your family, do they understand what you're going to be doing and how hard it's going to be and how many hours you're going to have to work? The third thing is, are you really in? because once you're in, there's no going back. Once you're an entrepreneur and you see what it's like out here and there's no bosses, mm-hmm. it's you and you get to make the decisions. Could you ever go back? And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I am not a hireable person anymore, Doug. I can tell you that.
I saw a quote from Lori Grenier this past week that said, entrepreneurs work 80 hours so they don't have to work 40.
Yep.
And I'm like, yes,
yep,
that
absolutely.
Is perfect. The fourth, and this is really important, know who you partner with. I have an absolutely fabulous partner, and I'm lucky. Tom built ETF Trends 10 years ago. So he bloodied his nose for 10 years. He knew all the ins and outs of doing this. I didn't even know what Google Analytics was when I started this thing, and now it's my fantasy football. Is he going to work or she going to work as hard as you are and be as committed? And luckily, I have that in Tom. The fifth thing is, and I think this is incredibly important, you can't make it about you. It has to be about the business. I just think that's so important. You can be the face of it. You can do others, but you can do other things, but it has to be about the product. And in this case, in Iris, it has to be about all of the contributors that are helping make this a success.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth thing is, what are you going to sacrifice? Time, money, your life is going to shrink a bit. And are you willing for your life to shrink because of all the time and effort you're going to have to put into what you're doing? What are the things that you're going to save and what are the things that you're going to give up? The seventh thing is, get your life in order, because you're going to need a mountain of energy,
mm-hmm.
Mind, body, your habits straight, what your time is, all those kind of things. You just got to get everything straight. The eighth thing is your network. Your network's going to want to help you, mm-hmm. but you can't over ask, and you have to bring value when you ask for something. They'll be there all day long if you're giving them value, but if you over ask them, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth thing is, learn from everything you can. Things that are similar, your competitors, other industries, which is so important in our industry because we're behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are doing such cool things out there. Other categories, other people. You have to learn from everything you can. Tenth thing is, are you going to compete? So waking up, do you know your numbers? Do you know your competition? What are your targets? Put bullseyes on targets and go after them. And the last thing I've learned is watch the money. So be careful whose money you take. Luckily, we took none.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you start taking people's money, and we had lots of offers for that, it's no longer yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally being beholden to somebody else. That's usually not the reason why we become entrepreneurs, huh?
Right. That's it. That's what I've learned.
Well, and that's a lot. Can you actually go through that one more time? Just the highlights real quick?
The highlights?
Yeah, just a couple.
I think so.
Okay, good.
Give me one second. First one's realistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
Two, support system. Three, are you really in? Four, do you really know your partner? Five, don't make it about you. Six, you're going to have to be willing to sacrifice. Seven, you're going to need a mountain of energy. Eight is your network. Use your network wisely. Ninth, learn from everything that you can. Ten, be compete. You're going to have to compete. And 11 is watch the money.
Where do you find the strength to do this? Where do you get your inspiration from? Because you are working so hard with a startup, doing something fundamentally unique and different. How do you recharge your batteries?
If you can't find inspiration in things and people every day, then you're just not looking. you know, I mentioned Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, watch The Prophet on CNBC. You know, Marcos Lemonis. Watch that guy. You'll learn something. I was with my little boy last week playing football. He's football nuts. He thinks he's going to be a pro football player. Hmm. And we were at a middle school throwing the ball, and this older man came up, and he had two dogs, and the dog started playing defensive back, and we had a great time.
Yeah,
and we all walked off together, and he was saying that it was great that we were making it so much fun because he saw a lot of parents that don't make it fun, like mm-hmm. make it a drill. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, back in the 60s when I played for the Tigers, you know, we didn't even lift weights. And I'm looking at him and going, trying to figure out what he was, because I grew up in Michigan mm-hmm. and listened to Ernie Harwell. Mm-hmm. And I finally asked him his name, and I didn't recognize it, but I went back later and looked, and he was a pitcher for the Tigers at 67 and 68. And wow. he said to me, you know, I golfed with Johnny Miller a couple times, and Johnny Miller's sons were golfers. And I said, what did you learn about being a parent with them? And he said, you know, I always tell people leave before they're ready to go, and then they want to come back. So the point of that story is, if you're listening to people, if you take the time to listen to people, you're going to learn something. Mm-hmm. And there's nuggets out there all the time.
Well, Doug,
you just have to open your eyes, open your heart, and it's there.
I was just talking to a gentleman earlier today. I was doing a podcast with him, and he said, Matt, what do you like about podcasting? I said, what are you kidding me? I get to sit back, ask questions, and listen to brilliant people talk. And it's like just me and them. And he's like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And I was like, this is like the greatest job in the world for me, because it forces me to practice mindfulness. It forces me to practice my listening skills every day. But it also just gives me the opportunity to ask guys like you, what makes you tick, why you're successful, what do you want to pass on to other people as just some really good wisdom to help them with life? And Doug, you just gave us that nugget right there. Every time I do a podcast, I'm looking for the gold. And what you just said there and how you just said that was an amazing story and a great nugget of gold that really, really doesn't have anything to do with financial services, right? It has to do with life. But you can't separate your life from your business, because it is all just living. So I know people are going to want to contact you. And how should people do that? So let's say they want to occupy a space on Iris, or they want to be able to contact you or find you. How can they do that?
It's all on LinkedIn, or you can email me at dh@iris.xyz. My phone numbers are, you know, readily available. Mm-hmm. Information's on the site too, under on the menu tab. You can find me there.
And I was really quite surprised how responsive you were. And I know as you get busier and busier, that quickness is probably going to at least lag just a little bit. I'm going to remember the last time I submitted a story to you.
It's not going to lag, because that's not how I was taught.
All right. Yeah. Good response to that, man. I love that. And so just so everybody knows, I had emailed you in the morning. You had responded to me that day. And my article was in within, I think it was like 24 to 48 hours. And you even made it look better than when I wrote it. I don't know how you did that, but it was freaking awesome.
That's the intent.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing a great job. And hey, thank you very much for allowing me to interview you today. Thank you very much for all of the people that you've been able to take their stories and make them heard. It's so powerful. I think what you're doing is a game changer in our industry and just business in general. So personally, for all of us here at Top Advisor Marketing and Top Advisor Coaching, I want to thank you very much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate the opportunity. You guys are doing a great job, you and Kirk.
Well, thank you. Well, and so we just got off, finished interviewing Doug Heikkinen, who is the co-founder and publisher of iris.xyz. If you want to check him out, please do. It's very, very simple. It's iris.xyz, super duper easy to remember. And I can tell you that you can spend a lot of time on that site learning a lot of really amazing things. So thank you very much, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic.